The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
You know now,
everybody's worried,
hey now,
about that atom bomb.
Well,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order,
for
he may be coming soon.
And then he'll
hit like an atom bomb. Will he come? Will he come?
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wide. They found that a country from across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like the people did in Japan. God told Elijah to send down fire, to send down fire from the sky. He showed old Noah all the rainbow signs, and it wouldn't be water but fire next time. You know that
everybody's worried,
hey now,
about that atom bomb.
Hey, hey.
No one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order,
for
he may be coming soon.
And he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes.
Now don't you get worried, just bear in mind, trust in Jesus and you shall find peace and happiness, joy divine, with King Jesus on the line. God told Elijah to send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. God will fight your battle if you just keep still. You know that
everybody's worried,
hey now,
about that atom bomb.
Hey now,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order,
for
he may be coming soon. And he'll
hey, 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 my Lord, you know
hit it like an atom bomb when he come, when he come.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey now,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order,
for
he may be coming soon. And he'll
hey, 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 my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he come, when he come.
Jesus hits like an atom bomb when he comes. Title track of the album, The Blind Boys of Alabama, and Jesus Hits Like the Atom Bomb, opening up The Raven and the Blues. So named because my name is Dave Raven, and for 60 minutes I play the blues. Welcome to the programme. I don't know whether you remember the album by Pink Floyd called Umma Gumma. There was a track on it called Grantchester Meadows, which was, I think, on disc 2, if my memory serves me correct, and it was about a 10-minute piece, which was mostly sound effects of bees bumbling around and birds in the trees and cricket noise, and it was just basically around Grantchester Meadows, which I think is in Cambridge, and or Cambridgeshire. Well, I've got a feeling the blue show is going to be like that today, because here in the studio, outside, I've got on the far side of the riverbank, on the Molesey side, those one of those great big sort of tractors cutting the grass, and on the other side, they're busy felling trees, or making trees into bark bits, you know what I mean. So there's a certain amount of al fresco outdoor atmosphere. I hope it's not going to spoil the music. We've got some great music, both new and old. Here's something from a couple of years ago, and somebody who was here at the studio was about 2 months ago, when he was drumming with C.C. Adcock, Doyle Bramall, the album Fitchburg Street. And here he is with the old Howlin' Wolf number called Sugar.
Sugar from,
That's one of about two tracks on the album written by Howlin' Wolf. It's called Sugar. Where Did You Get Your Sugar From? The album is called Fitchburg Street. Came out a couple of years ago. That's Doyle Bramall, who, when I met him, was drumming with C.C. Adcock on their European tour. And I forgot to mention at the beginning, you probably twigged, but the reason why I played the Blind Boys of Alabama and the title track from their album was simply because it was commemorating the 60th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and I felt that was kind of an apposite track. Right, it's rather pleasing that Mr. Grumpy Van Morrison, his album, the latest one, which came out in the spring of this year, Magic Time, has done so well for him. It's been his best-selling album ever, and even better because this is the album which he made himself, in the sense that the record company said after his last album, I don't think you're selling any more, Mr. Morrison, we're probably going to drop your contract. And so he went away and released the Magic Time album under his own steam. So in other words, he gets all the money, which is great news. And so really, although it's very much Van going back to his musical styles and roots of the music of the 60s and 70s, and I know a couple of people who I've spoken to about the album have said, "Ah, same old, same old." That's not the point. I think it's really good. Anyway, we've played quite a few tracks from it, and here is the new single which will be taken from it in about 4 weeks' time. Off the album Magic Time, this is Evening Train.
Said my mind. Love to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Love to hear that lonesome whistle blow. When I make my way on down the road, my mind, bye bye. Don't cry, don't sigh. When you hear that evening train go by.
And 48 seconds, give or take a touch, taken from Magic Time, and that's the forthcoming single. I've got the single here. Is it going to be the same length? Well, they can't make it any longer, can they? Just have a quick look. No, it's probably the same. They can't make it longer, can they? They can do radio edits and make them shorter, but they can't make them longer. Anyway, out on the 12th of September, and that's Evening Train. Okay, that's a short track. This next one's even shorter, and I'm playing it for a couple of reasons. One is, since we spoke last, I celebrated a birthday, 1 year older and deeper in debt, and therefore this one kind of suits. And secondly, she's been getting so much publicity. Her Her name is Candy Kane. I've been playing tracks from her album on Roof Records out of Germany for about a year and a half now, but she's on tour across America with Sue Foley, who's another fine blues musician. And evidently, she's just knocking them dead wherever she goes. I've described her before. She's a big lass, well endowed. And I think it was on Austin Riffs they were describing how, when she came on stage, looking as large as she normally is, but then she started digging inside her t-shirt top and pulling out t-shirts and baseball hats and things to give to the crowd and CDs and the like. She's a great act live, and so here is Candy Kane. She's got a new album out. Candy, if you're listening, send it to me. We'll feature tracks from it. Here she is with I'm Not Getting Older.
I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. I plan to keep it that way. I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. That's what I always say. I can work it a little, I can work it a lot. Everybody's got to work the stuff they got. I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. I plan to keep it that way. Play it, Goldie. Right with me. I'm not getting smaller, I'm getting larger. On that you may agree. I can shake it all night, I can shake it all day. When I start shaking, better move out of the way. I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. I plan to keep it that way. I mean, I plan to keep it that way. I mean, I plan to keep it that way.
Okay, sorry. I'll wait. Yes. I know that the audience to the programme is mixed and is across the world, and therefore some of the acts I may mention may mean nothing at all to you. But that to me is so much, it could be equally easily sung by one of our great jazzers and light blues guys here in the UK called George Melly, who must be in his 80s now. But it just sounds like the sort of thing that George Melly would do. But written by Candy Kane, I'm Not Getting Older, I'm Getting Better, taken off the album on Roof Records, Whole Lot of Love. And as I say, she's on tour in America at present, promoting her new album, which I'm going to do my best to get hold of, because she's just a great, great artist. Okay, two short tracks in a row. The noise of Grantchester Meadows' Omagumma outside from the towpath. Let's have a longish track, shall we? From the new album from Chris Beard. It's called Live Wire, and it's called Born to Play the Blues.
Feeling good? Anybody feeling good out there? All right. That makes us feel good. Please. Welcome to the stage from Rochester, New York. Prince of the Blues, Chris Beard. Thank you.
My daddy said, son, you're gonna be a blues man. Born young, born to play the blues.
Thank you.
feedback back. That's the second. That's the track that opens the set.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. At Kingston Mines, his name is Chris Beard. That's the album Livewire, newly released on Northern Blues. Half the album is live and the other half is a studio set. And a really fine. You can sense the influences that have come in his life from people like Albert King and Albert Collins. You can sort of almost hear them in there. His father was a blues man too, out of New Orleans, but Chris was brought up and lived most of his life in New York State itself, and so he's kind of a New York blues man in a way, but it's a good album, and it's just been released out on Northern Blues. And as I say, the first half dozen tracks are live on stage, and then the other half dozen are in the studio. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name is Dave Raven, and if you'd like to write to me, it's Dave Raven, BFBS, BFPO 786 in the UK. That's the old-fashioned way. I must say, I haven't had a letter for over a year now, anyway. Yeah, it must be over a year. Email, of course, is the preferred way, and that's dave.raven@bfbs.com. And we'll get to the emails in a few minutes' time. Actually, I better open up the email accounts and click on the blues link and read some of the ones that have come in over the last 7 days. Here's one of my favourite artists who is always nominated, or seems to be always nominated, for the Multi-Musicianship Award in the W.C. Handy Awards, Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Of the city almost was the death of me. Got to get back to my baby, her love and sympathy. One more mile, I've got one more mile to go. Got to get back to my baby, ooh, that I left a long time ago. Falling, the wind began to blow. My shoes all worn out, but I know I've got to go. One more mile, I've got one more mile to go. And when I find my little baby, I will never, never let her go. Thank you.
lightness of touch. Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Okie Dokie Stump is the album that's taken from on Bullseye Records. Been out many, many years and probably not available anymore, although there seems to be a sort of a thing where they get reissued every 10 years or so and come round again, and that is One More Mile. Okay, the first of the emails we're going to refer to comes from Steve Thompson. Hi Dave, my son works for BFBS Radio 1 and he told me about your show as I'm a big blues fan. I enjoy you very much and the guests you have. Have you heard about or seen Catfish Keith? What's going on with Catfish Keith? You continue. He's coming to the UK in October to do his tour. His website is catfishkeith.com. Where's, Steve, you must have just started listening because it's amazing how the world is shrinking. It's about a month or so ago that, I forget who it was, made contact then and said, have you heard about Catfish Keith? He's coming to the UK. And actually, when I'm, whoa, I've just had a look. It's Steve Thompson again. Ah, it's the same person. Keeps right. Okay, Steve. Well, Catfish Keith is coming, and he's going to come on the Raven and the Blues in November of this year. I have just realised. I thought the name seemed vaguely familiar, but okay, right. Anyway, thank you for your email, Steve. And Catfish Keith is coming in November of this year. Now, here's somebody who was here only a month or so ago. They're called The Wyos out of New York. The album is Porcupine, and this is Smoke Jumper.
Smoke jumper, be my lover, not my sister or my mother. Many dangers much to run from. Where that fire's hot, well, there's a given. You lock the door from the inside, oh, stretched out like stag, only while I'm all prepared in the hot water to fly. Water churning, that hazy light, them woods are burning. Like water roused from a deep slumber, when I steal your heart, but not your thunder. I lock the door from the outside, oh, decked out like stag, only while you're all prepared on the highway to fly. Hey.
Wonderful. Haven't heard from them since they actually left and headed back on the rest of their European tour. Hope everything went okay for them. The Wyos, the album Porcupine, and that is Smoke Jumper. You can get the album from their website, wyos.com. And don't worry if you're driving and can't scribble that down. Just go to the BFBS Radio and the Blues site, which you'll find, as always, at bfbs.com/R&B, and there you'll find links to everybody we play on the programme and all the previous shows too. Hazel Taylor in Cyprus, thank you for your kind email, and click the next one up. Jim, I've gone too far. Oh dear. Never mind. I'll mention your name at the end of the record, Jim, but Hazel Taylor in Cyprus, thank you for your kind messages. And what we'll do is play this one for you. It comes from JJ Cale. It comes from the album number 10, and this is Shady Grove. I guess you need that in Cyprus this time of year.
I used to go to a place called Shady Grove. That is where I first met her. She changed my life just for her. She called it love, but I don't know. I call it going down the shady grove. Shady grove, shady grove, in the middle of shady grove. All the same, the view was right. There was no city, there was no time. The shady groves all around. We just lay down, look up and see the vast expanse of old, old trees. When our love, it turned to lust. Shady grove covered up. Shady grove, shady grove, little shady.
Been reading reports about how the Mediterranean, especially around France and Spain, and the hills behind Gibraltar, Andalusia, and also Cyprus have been suffering tremendously from staggeringly hot weather, including forest fires and the like. So I guess Shady Grove would be quite a nice thing. JJ Cale from 1992, the album Number 10, and that was for Hazel in Cyprus. And found the other email now, and that comes from Jim Williams in Germany. Thank you for your kind words, Jim. And yes, I'll go back to the album, which I haven't played for a while, from Dan Triana and Frankie Lee, African Wind. If you're just new to the programme, this is an album which Dan Triana specialises in making the African instruments that were the forerunner instruments of the blues, in a sense, before it sort of headed across and into America and through the Caribbean and the like. And we've featured many tracks before on the album, but we've never featured the track with the diddly bow. And I've spoken about it before, but never actually played the one track on the album which features the diddly bow. Now, in Africa, it was called the umakayana, and I guess it's very much what we had in the UK in skiffle, which was the tea chest. I'm not quite sure whether the tea chest was also in America too, but effectively it was a tea chest turned upside down, a broom handle with a piece of string, and the tighter you pulled on the broom handle, the more you adjusted the timbre, or the tension in the string, and that's the altered the sound of the tea chest. Now, the diddly bow was a kind of a similar thing, again a single string, baling twine, but normally nailed not to a tea chest but to the side of a barn, so you've got even more of an acoustic box behind it. But here we are. Anyway, I've talked for long enough. Dan Triana and Frankie Lee together. The album is African Wind. This is Black Hannah featuring the diddly bow.
Thank you.
Yeah, rather fine. Played very differently to the T-chest, actually, when I read more into it, because it was a strand of baling twine nailed to the side of the barn, and the other end wasn't held. It looks like you put a piece of wood under one end and then a bottleneck guitar up and down the wire. So the barn became the acoustic soundbox, but you didn't adjust the tension by pulling on a piece of wire or anything else anywhere. You adjusted it with the bottleneck. You're playing either a steel rod or a broken bottle. But that's the bow diddly. No, the diddly bow. And I'm not quite sure whether Bo Diddley took his name from that. We discussed this before in the programme about 6 months ago. But Dan Triana and Frankie Lee, the album African Wind, really well worth listening to. There's some great music on it, and that's Black Hannah. This is The Raven and the Blues into the final 70 minutes. Actually, we'll go live again now, and this is Ian Parker, The Moral Men.
Yeah.
excellent. The venue is in Hanover, the Blues Garage. The date is the 4th of December last year. It's Ian Parker and the rest of the band live. Wayne Proctor on drums, Steve Amadeo on bass, and Morg Morgan on keyboards. And that's a fine track taken from a really good live album. There was a time through that when I thought, it's not live, you know, it sounds like a studio, but obviously just really good, clean recording there. And Ian Parker with The Moral Men. Okay, here's somebody whose name I get wrong every time I pronounce it. One day, there are 13 tracks on the album. Yeah, 12 tracks on the album. So it's 12 to 1 odds of getting one of them right as I play them. So we'll give it another go. He's from Cuba, and therefore it's in Spanish, but therefore probably not as Spanish would pronounce it, but more as the Cubans would pronounce it. Carlos del Yunco. Yunco. And this is Let's Mambo. Shades of the amazing album Buena Vista Social Club, which has sold so many millions over the years. And actually, sad news, Ibrahim Ferrer just died about a week or so ago. Carlos del Yunco and Blues Mongrel, and that's Let's Mambo, a really good album. And it's not just, it's all like that. There's some really hard blues on it as well. It's a real fine mix of music as well. And well, I think you'll enjoy it out on Northern Blues Records. Look at the time. How long have I got? Oh, we're okay. Yes, we are okay. Just here, have I got time to explain? Yes, I have. Michael Bloomfield soured of the music business by the middle 1970s, and so for a magazine called Guitar Player, put an instructional album together, which was really teaching people about how the blues should be played, but you could play them any way you like. And it was called... Actually, let me. No, let Michael do all the introduction himself.
I'm glad to have the chance to pass on what I have learned by listening to records, the radio, and so many great bluesmen. You know, blues is America's musical legacy to the world. And if you love these blues, man, play them as you please.
Jimmy Rogers, white country blues there, and that's Michael Bloomfield. If you love these blues, play them as you please, and that's it for the Raven and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme this week, and can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Quick reminder of the website again, bfbs.com/R&B. Let's close with some soul from Irma Thomas, and What Are You Trying to Do? I'll speak to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.